All right, Angie Gardner is with us from Community Action, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we have, now that the holidays are over, programs get started at various agencies, and Community Action is no exception. A parenting help, I guess, is how I put it, to help with parenting and skills. Talk a little about this program, Angie.
Yes, I'm happy to. So the MDS-CAA Early Childhood Program, which is Head Start and Early Head Start, we are offering a parenting series starting next week, Tuesday, January 16th. It is a five-week series. We meet every Tuesday evening from 6 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And we are working the Conscious Discipline Parenting Series with families. So this is occurring at our centers in Menominee, Delta, and Schoolcraft counties. Families come in. We provide all the materials. We also provide a meal and child care in hopes that that will alleviate some barriers and get some families to join us. And what's great about this series is that you don't have to be at every single session in order to, get something from it. So if families can only make it to, a few of the sessions, that's great. We want to get them whenever we can. The other great thing about this series is that it's not just for our enrolled families. This is for all community families. And this series, this parenting series, it handles everything with all different kinds of issues of kids of all ages. So I don't want families to think that because we're Head Start and Early Head Start that this parenting series is only for, toddlers and real little ones. This stuff can be applied to children of all ages. So we're really excited to be able to offer this to our community.
So what do you teach? Do you teach, conflict resolution, things like that?
Yes. So the conscious discipline is kind of broken down into a variety of topics. So each week we'll be going over different things. We do have handbooks or, for parents that they can take. But yes, we go over things like assertiveness and encouragement in parenting, offering children or kids choices. Empathy and positive intent is another thing we go over, and consequences. So it's really a strength-based parenting approach on how to talk to kids. Kind of gives parents different language to use and how to get children to really self-regulate themselves and to make better choices.
So it's not teaching parents to be a, quote, hard ass in particular.
No, not at all. This is, it's hard when you're in a moment with children and they're, they're not responding the way you want them to. It's very easy to get our emotions worked up. We get flustered, we get frustrated, we get angry. And when we raise our level to that point, the kids aren't hearing us anymore. So this is a parenting series that kind of helps parents to reframe, expressing to their kids what they want them to do and how to get the kids to internally want to do better. So that's what I love about this series. And parents take this over and over. So I want to express that too. Even if parents have done this in the past with us, come again. We welcome you to come again to the series because, practice makes perfect. So the more you're exposed to it and the more you learn words and different strategies in giving kids choices on things, the easier it'll come to you. But sometimes it's hard. As parents, it's not easy to always keep our cool in the moment. So we're hoping this series will offer that to parents.
All right, last question then is how can people sign up?
Yes, absolutely. So families can call our administrative office down here at Community Action Agency, and that number is 906-786-7080. And they can ask to speak to Angie Gardner, and I will get them all signed up, no matter what county they're in, Menominee, Delta, or Schoolcraft.
Now, do you do it through Zoom or something like that for the people in Manistique and Menominee, or do you actually have live sessions there too?
We have live sessions in each of the counties. In the past, during the pandemic, we did offer a Zoom, but with this series, it's really hard to have that engagement and share information amongst each other when some people are on the virtual option. So we did take that away this year. That is some feedback we got from parents over the last couple of years. There's some group things that we do, and there's some real personal conversations sometimes that end up coming up in these series. So parents, we want them to be on site at the centers, and the sessions will be happening at our Menominee Center, at our Escanaba Center in Delta County, and at our Manistique Center.